time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. I'm guessing it's going to be a warm one today since it's 7:30 in the morning. It's 76 degrees outside already.
Yep, once again.
Once again? Let me guess. Humid?
Hot and humid.
Any rain in that
forecast? Surprise.
Not necessarily yet.
Slight chance today, not much today.
All right. Well, hot, humid usually equals a little bit of rain somewhere along the line, right? It sure did over the weekend. Brett's in with us this morning as we get our program started today. He'd like to tell us what's going on down at Camblin Plumbing and Heating. How's Brett?
Good morning. In the mechanical field, it can be hard for a homeowner to compare apples to apples when they want to decide on a brand of heating or cooling equipment. We would like you to make it simpler for you. Consider these points. Lennox is over 100 years old, learning every year what works and what doesn't. Lennox engineers their equipment, while others simply manufacture. Every piece of equipment meets or beats Lennox's qualifications, or it doesn't make it to your house. Lennox has been awarded the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, and is the only manufacturer in the field that can claim this. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has been in business since 1918, proving we are a premier contractor of heating and cooling products. We pride ourselves in our history and are very proud of carrying Lennox line of products. Rest assured, you are calling the most reputable firm in the area, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic at 243-1512 and in Harlan at 755-3286.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. We have a guest joining us in studio this morning. Rick Burns is with us. Rick is the founder and the purveyor of the Karada Project, and he's involved with some other groups very much like his that formed a group called Soccer Salam, a little effort to help out folks overseas. We're going to talk a little bit about those programs this morning. Rick, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you, Jim?
Well, not too bad this morning. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate you giving us a little time on a Monday morning. I know you got lots to do. Yeah. Soccer Salam. We've talked about that before, but can you bring people up to speed a bit?
Yeah, as some may know, I after about a decade of deployment to Iraq and Afghanistan, I founded a nonprofit called Karada, the Karada Project, to continue working on projects that we had started and working with supporting people that we had worked with in those countries, good people that we felt were in need of support, and particularly as our military drew down, there was still going to be a need to support some of these folks. And so I founded the Karada Project to answer that need. But what I found is there's a lot of small organizations out there who have a similar passion as I do for helping people that we worked with and became very good friends with. And so partnering is a way to kind of maximize our efforts and to help us get better effects from our smaller organizations. And so I've also found there are a lot of veteran-led and veteran-founded organizations out there who have a particular passion, having served there over the last 12, 13 years. And so four veteran-led and veteran-founded organizations decided that we would get together and kind of maximize our efforts, particularly when it comes to these days now where we have almost over 3 million displaced Iraqis floating around Iraq and in great need. And so we formed a partnership between Education for Peace in Iraq Center, EPIC, the Iraqi Children Foundation, Goals and Dreams, and then my nonprofit, the Karada Project. And we have formed this partnership. Our campaign for raising funds is called Soccer Salam. Soccer, obviously, soccer. Salam is an Arabic greeting, and so we kind of wrapped around doing a couple of things. One is providing humanitarian assistance, which is the critical need right now in Iraq for all these displaced families and kids, and as well as providing soccer balls for the kids because kids still need to play. Kids still need the opportunity to have things to do to somewhat distract them from the very traumatic environment that they're living in.
Yeah, absolutely. You and others like you have formed these groups because of the firsthand opportunity you've had to see the conditions and to, you know, kind of strikes at you when you see children struggling for no reason of their own and you want to help them out. How do you take what you've seen firsthand and then relay that to folks who have never experienced anything like that, who've never been there, seen those conditions?
Well, that's a great challenge, isn't it? To try to transfer emotions and experiences and things to people. We live very comfortable lives, even the very worst of us in this country. If you can imagine being totally uprooted from your what you know, what you're familiar with, schools, work, all these things, and placed in another environment where I think they just set a record in Baghdad at 125 degrees. You can imagine being in 125 degree weather in a tent with your family, with all of the stress that comes with that. If you're a father, a mother with children, trying to explain this and trying to exist in this, it's a horribly, horribly difficult challenge for these families. Again, over 3 million Iraqis have been displaced. Many of these have gone through whatever little money they had as they are living in tents and unfinished buildings and places like this where in places they're not familiar with. In Iraq, it's a lot depends on your family and your familial network, your tribal network, and things like that. When you're uprooted from that and thrown into a totally foreign environment, it becomes a great challenge. And so, I think if we know what the temperature is here in Iowa, it's pretty hot. You go outside and you immediately start sweating. If you can imagine that you weren't going to go back into air conditioning, that you were going to live in a tent, and you were not going to have some of the amenities that we have to be able to make life more comfortable, it's a great challenge, and it's a great humanitarian crisis that's happening now in Iraq.
Mm-hmm. And they live in a different part of the world, different conditions. It's like that, I suppose, with any conflict. There are still people out there who harbor grudges against the Germans and the Japanese from World War II era, but we were at war with that country at one point. So how do you still run into that, where just people just kind of shut it off and say, well, it's not my problem, it's someplace else?
Well, it's easy to do, right? Because we've had a long period of time where we've been at war, we've had casualties, we've had Americans who have died, given their lives in service, and so it's, you get tired. America's tired, I think. But the real effort in these kinds of conflicts is after the military leaves. That's when the real hard work begins. Counterinsurgency strategies, the best counterinsurgency strategy is stability. And the best way to have that is to invest in particularly nonprofits who have a long-term interest, have long-term relationships with people on the ground. And so these are much better mediums, I think, of getting the resources as cheaply and efficiently as you can to people on the ground. And that's what our coalition is doing. We're working with people on the ground, Iraqis who are trustworthy. We vetted them, and we feel very comfortable with them. We've raised over $30,000. Last winter, we sent over 5 tons of winter supplies and humanitarian relief. In the last few months here, we were able to, and that was about 1,000 families and their kids, support for those folks. We just here recently, if you've been watching the news, the ISIS went into Anbar province there, and were a lot of refugees came out of there. And so we were able to help with our partner on the ground, the Iraq Health Aid Organization, 490 families that were able to help there with food and medicine and those kinds of things.
Absolutely.
So these are the efforts that are going on the ground. We don't see them much because we're kind of sort of numb to a lot of this stuff, and a lot of it's happening on the ground in ways that is not very visible. But these are very, very significant things that are happening to people with real names and real families and real problems, real challenges.
$30,000 is nothing to sneeze at. You've already had some nice success there, but where are you going next?
Well, we have a project now. It's $20,000 in 60 days, and so we're about a fourth of the way there. We're just a couple weeks into this, and so we're looking to raise another $20,000, and again, to provide sanitary kinds of things, toilets and showers and food and water. Again, this is a particularly difficult time because of the temperature is a huge concern. If you're in an area where the water is not safe, these are kinds of things that we're working with to try to improve the quality of the water so that people don't have further diseases and things like that, outbreaks in the camps. Food, all these things are critical, essential things that will be provided through this $20,000 that we're raising now to apply towards these displaced Iraqis.
I know you have some different donors, groups, large groups that help out with some of these projects and things too. How can the average person help out?
Well, the best way would probably just give me a call. That would be the easiest way. My cell phone number is 712-249-7435. I'm not a big organization, so you get me when you call. Again, my cell phone number is 712-249-7435. And then also, if you want to go to Facebook and do a search on Karada, you'll come up with the Karada Project's Facebook page. There are some links on there where you can get to the CrowdRise fundraising site that we have there that you can contribute directly to the project.
Very good. And Karada is K-A-R-A-D-A-H.
Yes.
So if you want to spell that out, just Google that. It's pretty pretty unique. So you're going to find that name probably somewhere there pretty quickly. Very good. It's difficult to make people understand sometimes, you know, in a different world when you think about how do we relate with them. You know, we get up in the morning. What's our biggest concern? You know, what we're going to have for breakfast, what we're going to wear for the day. Oh, gee, am I going to have a tough day at work? You know, it's a little different than am I going to live through the day.
Right.
A lot of us don't have the same feelings when we get up and concerns that these folks have.
Yeah, and the difficult thing for me is that I will never be able to look at Iraq on a macro level anymore. It's a very micro kind of a thing to me now because I have friends on the ground. I'm in daily contact with friends on the ground in Iraq, and so it's a very difficult thing to just sit back and do nothing. And so this is why we're trying to help people understand that there's still things going on in Iraq. We still have an interest there. We still have troops there. I think we have an interest in what happens to Iraq after, you know, kind of our military drawdown from Iraq. These are great allies in many cases. And quite honestly, the folks that we don't see, the people that I know on a personal level, have very similar desires as I do, as we do. And so our ability to kind of support some of these efforts, some of these local efforts, grassroots efforts, we're not on the ground there. We have Iraqis who have very passionate interest in their own communities, and these are the folks we're working through to make sure that the supplies get directly to people who can benefit the best. And honestly, this is the cheapest way of getting the most resources to these folks. For example, I don't get paid a dime for any of this stuff that I'm doing. All the resources that come through the Karada Project go towards the projects.
You bet. There's no interference anywhere else. There's no money filtered through here, there, or the other place. It all goes right into it. And the nice thing is, in large measure, what you're helping are children. And don't children deserve a chance?
Absolutely. And this is the greatest heartbreak of all is when, you know, adults... You could say, you know, adults sow their own seeds and, you know, you reap your own benefit. But I think like 47% of the folks that are displaced are children. And these are kids, again, who would rather be going to school, would rather be doing playing soccer and these kinds of things, but have been placed in a situation that they did not choose.
Absolutely.
And so much of what we're doing is helping the Iraqi kids with soccer balls as well as the humanitarian support.
Yeah, so it's amazing. We go out and we spend hundreds of dollars on fancy pairs of shoes. They'd be satisfied with anything you got left over in the closet.
Yeah. Mother Teresa had a quote that kind of sticks in my mind, and she said that if you can't feed 100 people, then just feed one. And I think that's, you know, as we cumulatively put our efforts together, we find that great things happen.
Absolutely. Give them the contact information one more time.
Again, Rick Burns at 712-249-7435, or do a quick search in Facebook on Karada, and that'll give you a link to our fundraising site.
Very good. Rick Burns, thanks for coming in. Good luck with the project.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Absolutely. Let's turn things back over to Brett so he can tell us a little bit more this morning about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Well, it's that time of year again. Time you leave your air-conditioned office, drive home in your air-conditioned car, and relax in your air-conditioned home, which maybe isn't as air-conditioned as you thought it should be because you decided to get one more year out of that old air conditioner. Call Camlin Plumbing and Heating and make an appointment to talk about a new Lennox home comfort system. Look, no one ever says there's no place like work or car sweet car. Because your home is where you have every right to be cozy and comfortable and happy, not sweaty, call Camlin Plumbing and Heating at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan. Because a Lennox home comfort system will keep you comfortable for years to come. The thought of the day today comes to us from Robert Benchley. Anyone can do any amount of work, provided it isn't the work that he is supposed to be doing at that moment.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Brett. Good advice on a Monday.
Yeah, that's right.
Appreciate it very much. Hey, thanks again to Rick Burns for stopping by and sharing with us about the Soccer Salam Project. And if you'd like to know more, check him out online or give him a call. Hey, you go make it a great day, and God bless America.